And again, you're being recorded.
Okay, my website, again, for anybody that wasn't here, is www.pgrosser.net. When you click, get there, click on 12017. Okay, and that gives you my basic page. For anybody who wasn't here last time, the notes from last time are on the smart board presentations, and the lecture itself is on the audio lectures. Unfortunately, my competition up there is also there, and so it's a little harder to understand. I probably said the exact same thing or close to it last January for the fall semester. So if you don't want the competition from the air conditioner, you can go listen to the January from fall 2016, and it may be clearer. Okay. What we're working with is HTML. And we finished the first four, and now we're on to the fifth one. And so that's the one that I'm going to open. So you're going to click on HTML5 headers, and it opens. And then if you want to see the code that made this page happen, you right-click and click on View Page Source. So right-click, and I'm going to paste that. Right-click, click on View Page Source, and that gives you the source. Okay, so what I have here is a page, and we talked about the fact that it starts with doctype HTML. And then it's because it's an HTML page, we have the HTML tag, which is made up of the head and the body tags. And again, the closing tag is the slash body. So body is the opening tag, slash body is the closing tag. For anybody that wasn't here on Tuesday, Eric will be around right after this class for an hour, and so feel free to stay or come, and we can go over this with you. Okay, so after the head, the only thing the head has is the title that puts the word introduction up there. Yeah. Then we get into the body. And the body is the stuff that's going to go on the page. Notice that I have six H some number. H1, H2, H3, down to H6. Those are headers. And notice the output from them. You can see that the headers change in size. Okay, the headers change in size.
I just have some news I just want to tell you. You should be able to copy to the end drive. Your stuff should not be disappearing. So anybody who has disappearing stuff, I need to get their username and 900 number. And I'm going to call Jim right now. So if you want to pass that around, without being too disturbing, sorry.
So we have H1 through H6. Okay, and notice the difference in size. H1 is big, H6 is small. Notice also that headers are done in bold, and headers skip a line after the header. So you see a line skipped after each of these headers. That's because headers generate a bold header of the size that is indicated with the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and it puts a blank line after it. Yeah.
What people in here say that they're on this class right here for 12th grade?
Yeah.
Are your students?
Yeah.
I don't think there's enough seats for them.
Maybe that's why there were people here.
Why did you guys? Yeah. The same class?
Yeah. this is the whole class, that was really class, it's not.
12:30, that's what they said.
Yeah, I was in.
You're all waiting outside.
Oh, that is where I'm going to go.
Oh, there you go. Now we have a full, full house.
Okay, guys, feel free. Don't be so polite next time. When you log in to K Building CIS. On the second login that comes up, choose K Building CIS. And I will give you a few minutes to get logged in. Are you logged in? Not yet. Everybody logged in? Can we get in there? Okay. So once you get to my page, we are going to be looking at the fifth one down in the HTML, as we looked at the first four of them on Tuesday. So it says HTML headers.html. So click on that one. Then, if you right-click to get View Page Source, the page source comes up. Okay, so there's the page and the source. Okay, so this one has headers in it. The rest of it is very similar to the ones we looked at Tuesday, but I've added headers to this one. And the headers run from H1 to H6. And notice the differences in size. So H1 is big, H6 is small, very small. And that's the differences in the size. The other thing about headers is that they all will be done with bold. So they're all going to be bold. And they're all going to skip a line after the header. Okay, so headers are bold. They leave a blank line after the header. And depending on the number in the H they will give you a different size. Each one through each six. So you're going to get a different size header. Okay, then I go on and do the stuff that I did last time, which is, here's a paragraph. So P is a paragraph. And the BRs in here mean skip down a line. They're like enter on a keyboard. So I wrote, this is introduction to HTML. BR got to the blank line. The next BR got to the now. And that's where I wrote the now I'm going to make. Then I have my two lists that we looked at last Tuesday. OL is an ordered list. So it gives you 1, 2, 3. UL is an unordered list, so it gives you bullets. And the things in the list are done with an LI and then the closed LI. The OL is done an OL and a closed LI. The only tag that we've looked at so far that doesn't have a close is BR. BR does not have a close. BR is just BR. There's a version of HTML called XHTML that made a rule that everything had to have both an open and a close. So they made the BR/ to kind of open and close in the same command, but that's kind of gone out of the way. But you will occasionally see me do it simply because it hasn't gone in the way. Okay. Questions on this page? Okay, the next page is headers with CSS. Okay, so we started talking last week about CSS. And CSS is style. And so in the head part, right after the title, I put style, type equals text CSS. And that tells the browser that this is CSS, which stands for Cascading Style Sheets. And that I am setting up a style for the page. So, the first thing I did is I said the body. Everything in the body. And the body is the big picture. Okay, body is everything on the page. Everything within the body, because the body starts right after the head and it's everything on the page. Everything within the body, I want a background color of beige. And I want a default font color of brown. Okay, so I'm setting the font color for brown, but I'm going to change that in a couple of places. But if I don't tell it about another color specific to something, it will be brown. So then I said, okay, speaking of changing it, H1 will have a color of red, and it will be a line, text align, it will be a line to the center. And you can see that H1 is centered, and it has a color of red. Okay, then I moved on, and I said, okay, H2 is going to be blue. And it's a line to the right. So there's H2 over there. It's blue, and it's text aligned over to the right. Then H3 is green, and it's in the center again. And I don't have anything about H4, H5, or H6, so they get the default color of brown, because I didn't change their color. I got sick of it. so age 4, age 5, and age 6 will all be brown. Then I said anything under the UL will be red. And if you look on your monitor, you can see it a lot clearer, but those things are under the UL, and they are indeed red.
Okay?
So those are red. And then I close the style, close the head, and I start the body. Now the body is processed in order. So I first see header 1, then I see header 2, and it keeps going down in order. Okay, so the body is processed in order, and the browse puts the things up on the page in the order that it sees them. Okay, questions? Okay. So the next one I'm going to look at is an image. So that's the 1, 2, 3, seventh one down. And there's an image. So I've now got a page that has an image on it. And again, I'm going to view page source. And there's my page.
Okay.
Now, to do an image, I do image source equals. An image is one of those other tags which does not have an image. So VR and image are the two tags that don't have an end. Every other tag that we've seen has an ending. So I have image stands for IMG, and that means I'm going to put an image in there. SRC stands for source. So I'm telling it the source of the image. And then I write equals, and I put the image in quotes. Okay, based on what we talked about last Tuesday about linking, where would you guess that this image has to be stored? The same folder. Because I'm not giving any address information, so it has to be stored in the same folder that I have stored the page so that it can find it. If I want to store it someplace else, then I've got to put the address information in there and give it the entire address as to where it can find it. Okay, now, you're going to have to do, in your homework, you're going to be sending me an HTML page and an image. You're going to have to attach both of them to an email that you're sending. So you're going to be attaching the page and attaching the image. On my computer at home, I have a folder for every one of them. So I will save them in the same folder, your folder. So I will save the page you sent me and the image you sent me in your folder. So they're in the same folder, so if I open your page, it will be able to find the image. Okay, but you've got to send them both to me, both the page and the image. And we'll talk later about what I want on the page. But for now, I just want to make the point that when you send it to me, I will put it in the same directory. And so all you need to do is put the name of the image. And it's a GIF or a JPEG or whatever it is that you make for the image. Now, later on, I'm going to have you try doing something like this. If you don't have an image handy, you can right-click on this image and do a Save Image As. And if you right-click on the image and do a Save Image As,
you can have my image. Okay, so you just have to save image as, and it comes up as CISA, and it comes up as a GIF, and so it will be saved as a GIF. And you can save it in your folder. Okay, so if you, when I ask you to experiment in class, if you don't have access to another image, you can grab my image and just do a save image as, and you'll have it. Now let's say I want to center this image. Okay, what I've added down here to center the image is on the style. In the style, I said image. And now I'm telling you the three things that are recommended to do, use, when you want to center an image. I say I want to display it as a block. Display it as a unit, basically. I want the margin on the left to be auto, and the margin on the right to be auto. And auto means they'll be the same. The margin on the left and the margin on the right will be the same. And so that ends up centering something. So it ends up getting centered because it makes equal margins on the left and the right. You can actually put numbers in there if you're not interested in centering, but you want to position it. You can actually put pixel numbers in there and all that good stuff. But we're not going to get into that. Centering it gives me margin left, margin right. And again, if you get curious about how to do something, W3 Schools is a great resource. Go look it up and figure out how to do something. Get interested in how to do something. But that will center my image. I didn't notice this before, but it's good to point out. I do a lot of copying and pasting. So I make the same mistakes that you're going to make when you copy and paste. In other words, I apparently copied from something that had a paragraph, and down here I've got a closed paragraph. There's no open paragraph. So I turned it red to let me know that that was an error. Okay? Because I don't have it. Now, did it change the page? No. HTML is very forgiving. So it didn't do anything, which is probably why I never noticed it before. But I happened to catch the red. But that means that this is, why do I have that there, basically? And there's absolutely no reason except I copied and pasted and it ended up there. Okay? So that paragraph doesn't have an opening paragraph, so it shouldn't even be there. Questions? Okay, so now I'm going to look at a table. And this is a table that I've set up. And notice there is two rows, one row, two rows, and I've set up a table. I'm going to right-click on that and view the page source. Now, first of all, in this one, I have said, bad computer over there.
It's just already locked.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that's why you moved, so I can have somebody look at you. Okay, so in here I'm setting up a table. And the table I said, first of all, I made the border color navy, the body color of it, navy. And so the navy in most browsers will also go around as the border. And it's the default color, so it makes it the default color of the table border and the table contents. So I said, for the table, I want the border to be solid and thick. So you can see that kind of solid thick around the whole table. And then I said, TD. TD is about a cell. First cell, second cell, next line, first cell, second cell. I want the TD to have a solid thin border.
So it just makes a line. Okay, so I've got a solid thin border. Now look down below and you'll see the table set up. I write the tag table.
And then I say TR, and TR stands for a row. So I said I'm starting a row. And then within the row I have a TD that talks about the cell. So I have a TD that says this is the first cell of the table. And I have another TD where I put the image.
Notice it's very accommodating. It sized that row to accommodate the image. I didn't have to tell it to. It just sized the table to accommodate the image.
Each of the TDs closes, and then I close the TR. And then I immediately start another row. And the other row has text in both cells. It's done with a TD and a closed TD. Then I close the TR and I close the table. So that makes a table. And there are some things where you can make a list. There are other things where you might decide a table would look nice. Questions? The next one has a centered table. So it's exactly the same thing, except that I added a style that centers the table.
And this time I just did margin auto instead of margin left auto, margin right auto. I just put margin auto, and that seems to work fine for tables.
And I said I wanted the border to be solid and thick on the table. So margin auto got me the centered table.
Other than that, this is exactly the same page that we looked at before.
So, we have now looked at tables and images and headers. So I'd like you to bring up your page that you did, and this is when we're going to find out if anybody's got saved on the end drive or not. See if your page is out on the end drive. If you saved it there. Okay. Look and see if the page that you put is out on the end drive.
The page that we did on Tuesday, check and see if it's there. Does anybody have it? Because we have found that it's kind of spotty. Some people do, some people don't. So look on your end drive, if you saved it on the end drive, and tell me whether it's there. Is anybody getting it? It's pretty unanimous. Is anybody getting it? Anybody at all? If you are, let me know. I want to find out what magic you do.
Okay. The rest of the world is... I think we had one or two last time. Yeah. Nobody's seen it out on the end drive.
Can you tell us what you mean for file? It wasn't the same file, it was for a different class.
It was all
the computer and the transfer was computer.
But he also had stuff left over from last semester where he put stuff out there. So his was created last semester. Anybody else got anything in the end drive?
Well, I just recently got it. I don't have nothing on my end drive.
Yep, okay. Join the crew. Okay, so what we need to do then is go back, and you need to take one of my basics, like the CSS list or something like that. Do the view page source, copy it, and put it in Notepad, and save it on the end drive. As test or something, .html. So now you've saved it, and now you can use mine to go in and add an image and add a header, and maybe even add a table if you have enough time. But I want you to go in and doctor this up such that you have got an image and you have got the rest of the stuff in it. So go into my page, open it, view the source, take it out, copy and paste it into Notepad, and save it on the end drive with a .html extension. And then try to put an image on this page, put a few headers on the page, maybe put a table on the page, experiment with the stuff that we did. If you have questions, that's what Eric and I are for.
So we could talk about which one, the CSS list?
The one I did was the CSS list, yeah. Because that basically has the start of style in it and everything. So I think if you copy the CSS list, HTML5 CSS list. So view the source, copy and into Notepad, save it on Notepad on your end drive, and then doctor it. And if you have questions, don't just sit there, ask Eric or I, because we get bored.
Any questions?
What?
Yes, what are
you going to have
an
announcement? Wonderful.
Sorry.
No, sorry, because that's going to be that. I want you to take my page that says 1805 CSS list. Copy it into Notepad. Okay. Yeah, but I want you to put it in Notepad. And, do a new source. And I want you to put it in Notepad. Anyway, open it in Notepad and try adding a header, try adding an image. Try adding a table that you can do with that today. So just, you know, doctor that up so that it doesn't stop on you.
Sure.
Yeah.
Or basically play with it.
Yeah.
Yes, there it is.
There it is.
There it is. And there's my image again. And we have a new color scheme for it. So just get a hold of it, go in and try adding an image, try adding headers, and just play with it. Okay, this isn't something to pass in, it's just to get a little experience when you've got somebody to ask questions of.
I switched the order list, so I'm going to type spam and show to my
color.
And we put
two other colors down. And then the homework was to make a very short page about yourself.
You want to go over the one?
As well as the
red, the answer.
What's that?
Is there anything on the USB and save it? Pretty good.
Well, save it on the M drive if you want. Because supposedly.
I did sign my drive.
What's that? Okay, we. Questions? Yes, you want to go more slots. Do you want to see what headers are here?
That's true.
That's true. Everything you want to display in the page will be in the body.
Yes. Right now the end drive is
so you
not
say wait, tell us, what is that?
So if you save them on the time drive, you want to be better off.
Well, you want to do it like, so you want to do it like it's the start of the tense. You put a header right in the paragraph you want. This is H1 right now?
Yeah.
H2 is H4 and it goes down to 6. I cleaned out my end drive yesterday.
Yeah, but before you cleaned it out, you said
that
stuff was there.
But earlier today, I had a program, I had a Oracle thing on that, and I went to that computer, and it was still there. It was just a buffer file, but it was still the same one.
All right, your Oracle,
but
that's
from
today.
So anything from
today, like, stay today, but don't get
to
repeat the computer. That's right. That's the problem.
But the end drive should be on.
So if you are doing anything, So,
so I can put it.
And you change it.
I
can
have a good time.
It has to be a file extension, has to be HTML. So you want it, if you want to name it HTML.html, you're more than happy to get it. It's definitely .html.
Okay.
It's going to eventually open a file, it's going to open as a text file. You get the same as HTML. You have the trial saved?
I don't. Okay. Describe me.
I don't use e-learning at all.
Oh, this is just not
a matter of what's here.
Well, you can just save me.
Oh, okay.
You can use the URL if you want, but just save me. Make sure you're saving the same directory as the. If you want to rename it too, you can make something easier than that. Just put so many, you know, you want them specific.
Now, unfortunately, it picked up some of this noise. So it's hard to hear. Go back.
Now, so now you can.
If you go down to the fall in the spring.
You can put a word in there.
I'll put it right
there. The smart word.
ING. No, you got to write it.
Oh, is that? Open it.
Yep. ING.
The smart word of the
choice. SRC.
Yeah.
So you can see what's in there.
And then in quotation marks.
Oh, well. Don't add that.
Wait, that's still actually on.
I don't know what I said.
Right. I'm having 2 seconds, but now. I think I'm having too much.
You realize it's lost every time you don't understand.
Really?
Yeah. Honestly, so you can't have that.
Yeah.
That works
then, you're right.
Questions? Did everybody get in something? It's not going to search the world looking for your image. Has everybody got something working?
Yes.
That was one yes?
Yes.
Having a header and image is the main thing I'm interested in. So click on that and open it. Okay. So I want you, let's see, view, what is it? I want to pick the layout right there, yes. Okay, so first of all, this class, as I told you before, covers CSS 101. So we get into a little bit of the stuff for that class. So I want you to do some reading about learning styles and time management. Okay, and these are some articles, and you can find your own. But I want you to do some reading on time management and on learning style. Then I want you to write a web page introducing yourself It must be HTML that you scratch using Notepad or Notepad++. Or another text editor. If you're doing this on an Apple product, use their text editor. But it has to be a text editor, not something like Word that likes to fix things for you. Okay, it's got to be a text editor. I want the page to include your name, your major, the option you're in, if you are a CI major. And basically, I'm asking you to introduce yourself. So I've got a bunch of things there. I also would like a picture of you. If you absolutely can't find a picture of you, then put in your dog. But I would prefer a picture of you so that I can start to learn who you are. Okay? I'm not going to be terribly successful at that, but I would like to start.
But you're looking at me.
You're right, and I have no idea who you are. Okay, so include a picture and all that sort of stuff. Your page should also include information about your learning style that you figured out by reading about learning style and about time management, as in how you're planning to pass this course. Okay? And that involves time management. I told the other class, and I'm telling you, and I will end up putting it up on my page, is I will give you extra credit if you have multiple pages and do some experimenting with linking from page to page. And we're going to talk about that a little bit more next week on Tuesday. We will go into how to put it up on the web. So hopefully you should come with a page. It doesn't have to be your homework page. You can get a page you work on today. But bring that in, or else you'll have to download one of my pages and do it again. And we're going to talk about how to upload to our server, which is CIS Web. And so how you can make your page available over the internet. Okay? So we're going to talk about that on Tuesday. Okay. So now I'm going to go back to HTML, and we are going to look at the third one down. Second from the bottom. More links. Bring up the CIS 120 homepage. I am giving, see it says link to the CIS 120 page. Here is the link. I am giving the entire address starting with HTTP. So I'm saying go to the web, http://www.pprosa.net/pfgcis120.html. That is the address of my web page. So if I want to go to my web page, I can use that address and it will bring up my web page. Now, the next one down is going to be bringing up something else. And that's not what I wanted. Okay. So if I look at this, I want to look at the address over there. So I have www.pprosa.net. That's my domain. That's my website. Underneath it, you can see I have a subfolder called CIS-17. Underneath CIS-17, you can see I have a subfolder called HTML. Under HTML, I have a subfolder called HTML5. So I've got three folders that I'm going through. Now when I finally get to HTML5, I have a page called HTML5, more links for HTML. Okay, so the address is www.pprosa.net/CIS17/HTML/HTML5, and then I find the page, right? Okay. So now on this next one, I'm saying go to a subroutine, a subfolder rather. And that subfolder is under HTML5. So I have sub HTML5. When I set it up, I went into HTML5 and I set up a subdirectory called sub HTML5. And in that, I put the file in sub HTML5. I really should have made short names. So, I made a subdirectory called HTML5. So, ahreference here says, just go to sub HTML5. Well, it is going to go to the current directory, and the current directory is HTML5. Then it goes to a subdirectory beneath it, which is called sub-HTML5. And in that subdirectory, I'm telling it, it will find that page. And so it goes there, and it finds that page. Does that make sense? So if I were to look at and click on this, link to file in the subfolder, that's what comes up. And you'll notice it follows that. I have pprosa.net, CIS-17, HTML, HTML5, sub-HTML5, which contains the page called file and sub html5.html. Okay? So that is the address. And when I made my website, I had this folder, and then I put a subfolder, and another one, and another one. And I kept putting in the subfolders. So I have to go through all those folders, and I will find my page. Okay. Questions about that? I had lots of questions in the last class. Nobody's got a question, except me. Okay. So now, if I follow this link, let's look at the source on this. On the first one, it just says link to my home page. So we'll go to pgrosser.net. On the second one, it says dot, dot, dot. That dot, dot, dot means backup. not what I wanted. That's what I want. Okay, so the page that I'm currently in, is this page right here. File in sub-HTML5.html, which is in sub-HTML, which is in HTML5, etc. Dot, dot, dot means backup. So if I back up a directory from here, I'm in HTML5. Because if I'm sitting here and I back up one directory, I'm in the directory right above it, right? So I'm in HTML5, and there I can find HTML5, links.html. So if I'm sitting in this page, which is this one down here, called File in Sub-HTML5, if I'm sitting in that page, that is in the Sub-HTML5 directory, when I back up a directory, I am going to be in the HTML5 directory, and I can find the page there. So, next Tuesday, we're going to put things up on the web. Once we've done it on the web, they'll have a chance for more extra credit of playing around with these kinds of links. Doing some, they put them on multiple pages and they get some links and everything. And I'll put that up on my website. And depending on the level of link you do, I'll give you more, little more, but just so you can play around. If you're in CIS 121, there'll be a lot of this coming up, where she will be going through casts a lot. Okay, questions. I must have either talked fast or something, but we've covered what I wanted to cover. So apparently I talked very fast this time. Any questions? Yeah.
Now, using what we had fun with, we're going to have to do this tonight.
We're going to have to do it sometime between now and next Thursday. So you've got a week. It's due next Thursday.
Okay.
Okay, you've got a week to do it. Homework is always due the Thursday of the following week, unless I tell you otherwise. Okay? And I can't think of many times I'll tell you otherwise. No. Possibly. I'm guessing I'll be more of the third week. Now, you also have Dream Spark. You got an invitation for Dream Spark, right? Hopefully, you got an invitation for Dream Spark.
I don't know. Yeah, what is that?
It's a place to download free Microsoft products.
Not really a fan of Microsoft games.
I don't think they probably let you download games.
Well, thank goodness. We don't want to get those horrible new rare games.
Okay. I don't think they're giving away anything that is not supposed to be.
Jolly Gee Willikers, they don't.
I haven't heard that in a long time. If indeed you have it, if you go to Notes and Handouts, there are notes on DreamStar. And these are the notes that somebody in the lab wrote about how you can download using DreamStar. And you can download Access. And we're going to be using Access. And so you can start thinking about downloading that if you have time and want to do it. We're going to be using Access 2013. Okay. You can also get it through Office 365. So you can also download it from there. Okay. So basically, by next week, we're going to be starting Access. So it would be a good idea to start thinking about getting it if you want to have it at home. Okay? And those are two approaches you can do to having Access. Okay, yeah.
So you said we'll be getting a code for GreenSpot?
Supposedly. Yes, we will.
Supposedly.